This is Matt Wells at UN News. The World Health Organization, WHO, says it's extremely concerned about the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Al-Hol camp in Syria's Al-Hasakah governorate, where 11 infants are reported to have died due to cold in the past 2 days alone. Over the last 2 months, approximately 23,000 people, mainly women and children, fleeing hostilities in rural areas of neighbouring Deir ez-Zor, have arrived in the camp. At least 29 children and newborns have succumbed in the past 8 weeks, mainly from hypothermia while travelling to the camp or shortly after arrival. Abdelmonem Maki spoke to WHO representative in Syria, Elizabeth Hoff, who said staff in the camp were working round the clock to try and prevent further tragic loss of life amidst desperate conditions.
In northeast Syria in general is very difficult because of the harsh winter conditions, and there have been since January there have been an additional 23,000 people who have arrived in Al-Hol camps in Al-Hasakah in northeast Syria from Khaldin, an area which is now under attack, and the people have left and been displaced, but the conditions are difficult because they have to be several days on the road to reach the camp in northeast Syria. And we have seen that we have lost more than 29 babies. Most of them are actually babies, small infants, newborns and infants, because their bodies cannot tolerate hypothermia and hypoglycemia for a long time. And it is a long journey from Hagin, passing Umari oil field, and they often stay in 3-4 days in Umari oil field for screening before they are actually left on the road again to try to reach Al-Hol camp.
Did you get the chance to visit the camp and talk to the people over there?
We have teams. WHO has teams there. We have two mobile clinics and 4 medical teams working around the clock on the ground, and we have provided 35,000 medical treatments. But unfortunately, many of the newborns and the infants are in so bad conditions when they arrive at the camp that they are dying a couple of hours after arrival.
Do you have an estimation about how many kids or people have died?
We have the medical record for 29 children who have died. But quite clearly, the situation is also very bad for elderly people on the road. They are very fragile, but we don't have any records in addition to these children that I have been talking about.
And what's the most needed in the camp right now?
The most needed is actually, tents and healthcare services, latrines and sanitation facilities. But, the difficulty is that there is no heating system in any of these places. So they have to have warm clothes and blankets, mattresses, and also to try to help them on the road to make sure that they can pass and survive the harsh climate.
And how the WHO helping in the camp right now?
Everybody is working around the clock. UNICEF is there to help, WFP and also UNHCR, and they are all working with local NGOs. But, this situation is really difficult with 23,000 people who have just been displaced. But unfortunately, we have access to the camp and the access in Al-Hasakah governorate to a certain extent. But we need to meet these people where they need us at Umari oil field so that we can intervene much earlier. This is the same for all the organizations.
What are the challenges that you face in providing support to these people?
We are actually facing difficulties with access to people on the road. We need access so that we can meet them and we can send out transportation to help them to get more easily to the camp. And we need to send out ambulances. So what we really need is access on the road already from Umari field.
Finally, if you can tell us about the situation in the entire country, the humanitarian, the health situation in the whole Syria.
Many areas in the country are now much more stable and it is easier to provide healthcare services. But we have the pockets where it is difficult with access, and there are still ongoing hostilities. So there are challenges, but also related to the high number of internally displaced that are coming back to their areas of origin. I was recently in Aleppo, and we have more than 300,000 internally displaced who are also in need of support.